Romans 1:18-32, the bad news. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your love and mercy today. Thank you for giving us your word and for speaking to us through it. Speak to our hearts today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Sometimes people perceive the gospel, which means good news, to be bad news, because they react to the idea that God will judge people for their sins. Verses 18 to 32 describe how far away from God mankind has fallen into sin. The wrath of God will be poured out on humankind because of that sin and unrighteousness. The good news of the gospel is really good news because of the reality of the bad news. God loved mankind and sent Jesus to forgive us and cleanse us of sin and to make us righteous in Christ. If sin were not a stark reality, the good news of what Jesus has done for us would not be necessary. Further, the focus on the sinfulness of mankind often clouds people's understanding of how God created human beings and of his original plan for us. He created us in his image. Genesis 1:27 says, God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God he created them, male and female, he created them. God created us to be his image bearers, as some have said. He created us to establish his kingdom, to rule over his creation, and to multiply his life in this world. Sin separated us from God and brought death and destruction to all societies. As we study the following passages about the sinfulness of mankind, let us keep in mind the big picture. Jesus came to reverse the curse of sin and to restore us to the original plan and design of God. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Verses 18 to 32 describe a downward spiral into death and degradation because of sin. God gave mankind free will. We have the power to choose. We can honor God or reject him. We can deny the truth of God and choose to believe anything we want to believe. When we reject the truth, reject God, and reject his laws, God allows those lies and lusts that we have followed to rule us and ruin us. Nevertheless, the amazing grace of God is greater than all of our sin. Verses 18 to 23 describe how the wrath of God will be poured out on mankind's sin, beginning with verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of God is revealed in them, for God revealed it to them. For the invisible things of him since creation, the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. Meditation question. Why will God pour out his wrath and judgment on humankind? Why are they without excuse? What happens to people who refuse to glorify God or give thanks to him? The wrath of God will be poured out on our sin, rebellion, and rejection of his rule and authority. Mankind has suppressed the truth in unrighteousness. We reject the truth and God's moral laws by choosing to live in sin. God has revealed himself to human beings in many ways. The reality of God is clearly seen in creation. The beauty and design of all creation proclaims that he made everything. Verses 21 to 23 explain how human hearts become dark, futile, and foolish. Verse 21, because knowing God, they didn't glorify him as God and didn't give him thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and traded the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, Paul said, they are without excuse. Mankind knew God, but did not glorify him. They did not honor him or give him thanks. Therefore, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless heart was darkened. When mankind rejected God and his truth, our hearts became dark so that we could no longer understand the things of God. And it says mankind became vain in their reasoning. When people reject God, their thoughts become focused on things that are vain and empty. People live their lives for things that have no ultimate value or meaning. Man's rebellion and rejection of God's laws resulted in a downward spiral of descent away from God into darkness and the depths of sin. They professed themselves to be wise but became fools. Human beings claim to be wise and can explain everything without God, but they became fools by rejecting God, who is the source of wisdom. They deny God because they want to make up their own rules rather than submit to him. Instead of honoring and worshiping God, people began to worship idols and images of human beings and animals. How foolish to worship things that are clearly made by human hands. Verses 24 to 27 say, God gave them over to their sinful desires and shameful lusts. Verse 24, therefore God also gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this reason, God gave them over to vile passions, for their women changed the natural function into that which is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural function of women, burned in their lust toward one another, men doing what is inappropriate with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. Meditation question. What happened to human beings? What choices did they make? What decisions did God make? Humankind's rebellion and rejection of God's laws thrust us into darkness and the depths of sin. Three times in Romans 1, 24 to 32, Paul wrote, God gave them up to, or God gave them over to, their sinful desires and lust. In verse 24, Paul wrote, God also gave them up in the lust of their hearts to uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. Mankind traded the glory of God for idols made in the form of human beings and animals. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their impure thoughts, to uncleanness, and they dishonored their own bodies, being in bondage to all manner of sexual desires and passions. God allowed people to become slaves to their own lusts, and they degraded their own bodies by unrestricted sexual behavior of all kinds. Men and women abandoned God's plan for sex within marriage, and they burned with sexual lust for one another. This is the condition of most societies. People have unbridled sex with anyone. Some men have boasted of having hundreds of sexual partners during their lifetime. Some even justify sex with children and with animals. This has resulted in the spread of various sexually transmitted diseases, broken marriages, and families, not to mention the pain and suffering children endure due to the unrestricted lust and sexual practices of adults. In Luke 17, 1-12, and in other Gospels, Jesus said very clearly that people who sin against children in this way will be severely punished. Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would have been better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. It is written in verse 25 that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Humankind not only rejected the truth of God, but also accepted a lie. They came to believe that there is no God and no morality. Instead of worshiping the Creator, they worshiped and served things that God created. Verse 26 states again, God gave them up to vile passions. God allowed mankind to be ruled by their lusts and evil desires. Verses 28 to 32 say that God gave them over to a depraved or reprobate mind. Verse 28, Even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil habits, secret slanderers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve those who practice them. Meditation question. What is a reprobate mind? Mankind became slaves to sin, sexual immorality, and covetousness. They became full of envy, anger, murder, and evil. A reprobate mind means that the human conscience has been seared so that they can no longer discern between good and evil. The list given in verses 28 to 31 describe the reprobate mind. People not only commit evil acts, but promote them and applaud those who practice them. Mankind devolved into darkness and destruction because we departed from God and chose to do whatever we pleased rather than honoring and obeying Him. God allowed human beings to fall farther and farther away from Himself. Societies have spiraled downward away from God until they no longer have the ability to distinguish between good and evil. This is the meaning of having a reprobate or depraved mind. Modern enlightenment has led us deeper and deeper into the darkness that is described in Romans 1:18-32. Once a society denies God, anything goes. People are free to make up their own rules. If there's no God, there can be no absolute morality. Right and wrong are just personal opinions. Moral values regarding sex have become relative. No sexual behavior is forbidden. People justify killing, stealing, and lying. Sex with children, multiple partners, or animals cannot be forbidden because there are no absolutes. There is no right or wrong. Be assured, the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Many people today deny the word of God because they doubt the wrath of God. They want to believe that God would never judge people for their sins or doom them to hell. This way of thinking has ushered in lawlessness, death, and depravity into our society. We must choose to allow God to shape our understanding of truth, morality, and eternal destiny, or we will enable the world around us to twist our understanding of the Word of God. The result of this decision is a matter of life and death. There is a way to avoid the judgment and wrath of God, which is undoubtedly coming. Jesus is the way. The wrath of God will be revealed against sin and unrighteousness. However, the greater truth has also been revealed that makes forgiveness and life through the cross of Jesus available to all who believe. This is the message and focus of Paul's letter to the believers in Rome. The first three chapters of Romans establish the sinfulness of mankind. The following chapters reveal the greatness of God's grace, which is able to make us righteous in Christ. The bad news is that mankind does not honor or obey God, but fell away from Him. All have sinned against God and deserve the wrath and judgment of God. The good news is that God loves sinners. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The grace of God is available to everyone, even though we have fallen to the lowest pit of darkness and evil. If we return to God, He will forgive, restore, and heal our land. Let's pray. Father, thank You that You made a way to escape Your wrath. We deserve to be judged and punished for our sins, but You sent Jesus, who suffered the punishment and wrath that we deserve on the cross because of Your great love and mercy. I pray that we will clearly understand the certainty of Your wrath and the magnificence of Your grace as we continue this study of Romans. May Your light shine into our hearts and through us reveal Your mercy and love to the lost world around us. In Christ's name, amen.